It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. Our guest today is Dr. Bernie Valero. Dr. Valero practices with us at White Spruce Medical here in Fairbanks. And today, Dr. Valero and I are going to be talking about using breathing to solve health problems. Dr. Valero, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So,
good night.
So, Dr. Valero, tell us a little bit about your background in using breath. Now, hold on. Before you do, let me do a testimonial. Yeah. So you've come on and working with us recently in the last few months, and one of the reasons why, honestly, Dr. Valero, one of the reasons why we liked you is because you got these breath skills, and it turns out to be really important in solving a wide variety of problems. It turns out how people breathe really affects their health, for real. I mean, not like, you know, you breathe deep and you feel calmer. I mean, that's nice and all that, but there's actual, you know, physical, serious health problems that are benefited by doing breathing and breathing correctly and getting oxygen in your body and getting carbon dioxide to be removed. Things work better. So you have skill sets. So I'm just going to say that honestly is one of the reasons why we brought you here. It's one of the reasons why we're talking about this on the radio right now. And one of the other things is, I mean, we're not just talking theory. You're actually out there helping people learn how to breathe better, both in your practice. And by the way, so am I, because I've learned a thing or two from you, and you're teaching a class right now on this.
I'm so glad you see this this side of the breathing exercises that I see as well. It is something that I find is like a missing piece in a lot of people's exercise routine, and even in the way they just bring more mindfulness into their own body and just the, how they feel. And you even said, like, people could use it just to feel calm, and when they breathe slow, it does something to the nervous system to feel calm. Well, that's not to be thought of as something so, you know, minor. It's actually a lot going on in the body. There's a lot of changes going on that can really switch the nervous system from a mode of a fight or flight type of situation where we're always tense to a kind of a calm, relaxing state on the nervous system called parasympathetic. That's so important for so many things, including digestion. We know when we're in a type of fight or flight mode, we're, you know, nervous or stressed or anxious, we're not going to digest food right. We're just not. We're not going to have that food go from the stomach into the small intestine in a smooth way. And so what might happen is little problems like gastroesophageal reflux and small intestine bowel bacterial overgrowth and different things from just, you know, that nervous system not feeling calm when it needs to be. So what we can use these exercises for is to really switch that nervous system from a state of active and stressed into a more calm state. So even just that is really profound.
So but yeah, like, I'm using these breathing exercises to treat chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. I'm using it to treat asthma. I'm using it to treat heart disease. I'm using it to treat where people come in and their blood oxygen levels are too low. That's one of the things we always do is we check people's blood oxygen levels when they come into the clinic, because it's important. It's like checking people's blood pressure or their temperature. Most doctors do this too. It's not an uncommon thing. It's one of the linchpins in managing COVID, for example, is what their blood oxygen levels are. If they drop, then people are in danger of, you know, of dying or having serious injury. If they stay up, then people get through COVID just fine. Turns out blood oxygen, is really important. And it's more than just the oxygen, because you got to get the carbon dioxide to work correctly as well. If carbon dioxide levels drop too low, then the oxygen transfer doesn't take place. It turns out getting oxygen from the air into our tissues depends on our carbon dioxide levels. Carbon dioxide is a waste product, but it needs to be in our body for the oxygen transfer to take place. Anyways, I don't want to tell the whole story. I want to let you tell it. But before we get into the how you use this and what to do and those kind of things, I still want people to know a little bit more about your background. So, Dr. Valero, how'd you learn all this?
You know, I did learn this in my yoga practice back when I was in college, my younger years. I had a yoga teacher who was just doing these classes on a weekly basis. They were a donation-based class, and I would attend regularly because what I loved about it the most was that he consistently brought a more practical sense, a practical understanding of what we're doing with this yoga stuff. And when he explained the breathing exercises, I really understood. Well, I was actually at the same time studying in anatomy and physiology for my undergrad. So when I was putting these things together, I was learning about the vagal nerve. And what a profound realization at the time for me, not really, you know, having the medical background yet, but realizing I can actually affect my own body's health by, you know, using yoga. So when I learned that, I thought there's more to this yoga stuff. And I kept going with it. And what I learned is there is some religious aspects to it that I could go without. So I tried to switch it to a more practical understanding for myself. And what it's come to is me realizing it's really important to know how to be more mindful of the way we do the things that we always do, like breathing. We're always breathing. For example, breathing is one of them. Walking, the way we walk, is so important. And if we can do a little more mindfulness into how we walk and the posture that we use, that is another thing that, you know, we can work on that is something we do all the time. And so other things that this can apply to is weight loss.
Wait. Before we get into that, let me make a comment.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that something so powerful and so helpful to people, and we could spend the whole show talking about testimonials, but just trust me on this one. There's been people in my practice who we turned over their case by having to breathe differently and doing breathing exercises. It's interesting to me that the power and utility of these breathing exercises are coming not from medical professionals, by and large. They're coming from people who are doing yoga classes or people who are doing, you know, breathing things. They're like through meditation or something like that. And the thing that's interesting to me too, Dr. Valero, is I know you have a conservative bent to you. I mean, you're a conservative person who believes in conservative values. And it's interesting to hear you tell the story. I learned this in yoga.
Right?
I don't really like the religion part of it very much, but hey, this stuff is working. So you get to get it where you can. That I just kind of makes me giggle. You as a physician, we take things from wherever we can get them as long as they work. That's the key.
Right.
They got
to
work.
It has to make sense.
You know, and I have people do stuff, and then they come back, and I say, how do you feel? And if they say, Dr. Looper, I feel fabulous. That I haven't had an asthma attack. I haven't used my inhaler. I'm finally able to go up a flight of stairs, and I can actually get up to the top without having to stop and pant. That catches my attention. People are telling me stuff like that. I'm going, but we're going to do more of this stuff here. And that's what we're doing. We're doing this breathing thing. And honestly, Dr. Valero, largely the reason why we're doing this is because you came into our practice. And it's been very helpful. So tell us about some of the techniques. I mean, people are listening. Hopefully we've caught their attention. And they're thinking, man, this might be helpful. I have asthma, or I have COPD, or I have a heart problem, or I know I can't get a flight of stairs without having to stop and pant. What are they doing? So give us some ideas about what you're doing and how people can learn how to do this.
Yeah, so there's a great exercise that you can look up online called Bellows Breath. It's easy to find, but there's so many teachers out there that show different ways to do it. The basic understanding of this one, it's very simple. It's that you're doing a breath where you don't really pause in between the inhale or the exhale, but you're doing an extremely full inhale where your diaphragm goes as deep as it can be, all the way down where your belly rises. And then when you exhale, you're forcing the breath out as quickly as you can to make the diaphragm and the chest collapse and the stomach rise and go inward. So it's a lot of muscles involved in the core, while you're forcing an inhale and forcing an exhale. The thing is, for a lot of people, they can only do maybe up to 30 seconds before they get a little lightheaded. So that's the stopping point for a beginner. And so what they're doing is working on building a lot of these core muscles and coordinating the movement of the breath with a forced exhale and a forced inhale. And that really trains the body to shift the blood flow to the brain and the pH in the blood so rapidly that that shift in the lightheadedness is a sign that the body is going through some stress response. And so what we're looking for is the body's adaptability to that stress response as we practice bringing up that amount of time of the exercise from 30 seconds, doing a few rounds to maybe a few more seconds, like a minute long rounds, and doing three or four rounds at a time. And the benefits are amazing. It's just a little difficult for some people to get into because they're afraid of the lightheadedness that they kind of feel at the beginning. What my advice is to not worry about it, but just take it slow and work up to getting a little more of time in the set every time you do the exercise. What's great is you can do these anywhere. You can do them while you're sitting there on the computer in front of, you know, wherever you are. Just, I advise, don't do them while you're driving.
I was going to say driving. That's the one place. Right. Operating one heavy place. Machinery. Nope.
Because of the lightheadedness for some, but as you get really good at it and you're trained, you can kind of use these exercises to energize you in a short burst so that you can feel a little more energy when you need it. So the more you train yourself to do it, the more benefits you get from them. So that's just a simple one. But there's so many with more movements of the arms involved and some with twisting of the spine and a lot of shoulder movements in order to really feel a lot of stress relief in the spine and in the back. And a lot of the movements that we do are things that you don't normally exaggerate enough throughout your day. So they're very good for getting some exercise into your daily routine on a more regular basis, which is what's so wonderful about doing these exercises.
So, Dr. Valero, is this one of the exercises that you're teaching in your class?
You know, in my class, every week so far, that we've been doing it this month, we've done a different, we've tried different exercises. At this point, I have over 50 different styles of exercise that I would like to teach. So at this point, we've been exploring. And last week, we did a walking exercise where on the video, I had myself doing a very short step and a breath with a step. It was interesting, and I had some good feedback from the clients who joined. They really liked it. One of them said that it really helped open up his breathing and help his lungs kind of move some of that tightness that he felt. And I think that's, you know, we'll keep exploring and trying different exercises, but to make it clear, they're all so easy, anyone can do them. So I encourage anyone to join us. And I hope to actually keep doing the class ongoing at least once a month. We'll see how it goes, but just go to the website and you'll be able to see when we're offering it.
That's what website are we talking about?
I think it's White Spruce Medical, the White Spruce Medical website for the clinic. If you go there, we'll have the link so you can join the Zoom class.
Okay, and the first lessons, my understanding is, now actually I haven't taken the class, I'm sorry, Dr. Valero, I need to. I haven't actually done it yet because I'm curious about this. But my understanding is the first lessons are really kind of like getting those breathing muscles tuned up or woken up. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Because we breathe, you know, unconsciously. We don't think about our breathing. Our muscles kind of pull a little air in and let a little air out and pull a little air in. And a lot of times they just don't, the muscles themselves aren't working correctly or well. We're not using all of our lungs by any means, and it's important just to kind of wake everything up to get everything moving to begin with, right? And that's one of the reasons why people get lightheaded, just because they're moving more air than mm-hmm. they're used to.
Yep, there's definitely a good little warm-up type of exercises we can do before we get into the more vigorous ones. But again, the class is pretty simple and easy all around. So none of the ones that we're doing are going to lead to or are difficult in any capacity for any beginner. I think that we could switch to having an advanced class at some point. That would be really cool because we can, you know, challenge our clients to do the really vigorous exercises that are going to really make a strong impact, you know.
So,
but for now, the ones are more for everyday, and there's different purposes for them, but they're pretty much all so easy to do that it doesn't really require too much of a warm-up.
Okay, so Dr. Valero, it's time for us to take a break. Let's go take a break right now, but I'm curious as to what kind of breathing techniques can be helpful for what kind of problems. Now, I realize we can't treat disease on the radio. It's not appropriate. We just can't do it. Bad doctoring. But we can talk about, in general, what kind of things would be helpful for this, that kind of as a way to illustrate it. So, and again, think about that, and when I come back, we'll go over some of those things. Let's take a break right now.
Now, more health talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
One in four people will have heartburn this week. One in six suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steese Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number one.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guest on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more health talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper. I'm here today with Dr. Bernie Valero. We're talking about using breathing to solve health problems. So, Dr. Valero, why don't you give us some examples of breathing patterns or breathing techniques that can actually, you know, solve health problems or make you feel better?
Yeah, like we were mentioning earlier, the parasympathetic nervous system is a key for digestion. If we can actually induce a calmness in the nervous system, we will help improve digestion profoundly. There is a disease I can talk about because it's common, and it's something that, you know, people deal with when they're under stress all the time. It's called gastroparesis, and I know you've seen this a lot, and it happens that when someone needs food and they feel like a rock in their stomach, a lot of times it's just that the digestive tract is just, the nervous system isn't allowing the peristalsis, that pump mechanism, to drive the food in the right direction downward. It's just not working right. And why? We're under stress. Stress is one of the reasons that can trigger the sympathetic nervous system to be on overdrive. And by trying as much as we can when we're in those type of situations, maybe it's we're moving or going through a job change or going through a major life change, that those kind of stresses are what induces sometimes gastroparesis for a lot of people.
So, Dr. Valero, hold on. Let me do a little translating. Paresis means like paralysis. It's not actually paralysis. It's like partial paralysis. So, gastroparesis means your stomach doesn't squeeze right. It doesn't get that. You use the word peristalsis. It doesn't do that squeezy thing. So, stuff just sits in your stomach. Now, it turns out, you already said this, but it turns out your digestive system depends on nerves to make it go. And the autonomic nervous system, in other words, the automatic nervous system, has two sides. One's a sympathetic side. That's your fight or flight, get up and go side. The other's your rest and digest side. And if you got a lot of fear, worry, apprehension, dread, whatever, all that stuff fits in all the same category, which is the sympathetic side. You get a lot of that stuff going on, and your parasympathetic side shifts into neutral, and stuff doesn't move. And it sits there in your stomach like a blob, and you feel bloaty and heavy and burpy.
Even the enzymes aren't really secreted as they should from the pancreas. The liver and the gallbladder are not moving the bile as well as they should. All of these actions require the nervous system to be in more of a parasympathetic state.
Yeah, how many of our listeners have gut problems like this where you feel bloated and heavy and blah? Not everybody, but a lot. A lot of us listening. So listen up. This is, turns out to be super common and super important. So, Dr. Valera, what do you do to wake up your parasympathetic nervous system?
It's to know where that stress is coming from, first of all, and to learn to manage it better. That's definitely a key aspect of it. But, you know, there's always stuff that we can't control. And so what we do have control of is our own nervous system, or at least to a degree. We can induce a state of calmness, and we have to try when we're under those types of stresses, when, especially if it's affecting our health and our digestion. That's a key sign that we're under too much stress, and it's important to try to shift the nervous system into a calm state. And I love breathing exercises for this. This is where they really shine. And not only is this going to apply to digestion, another aspect of the adrenaline pump from being under stress is high blood pressure. So if we can do similar types of breathing exercises that induce calmness for someone who has high blood pressure, again, we can make profound impact on their health. And, you know, where is the medication or the side effect other than, you know, having to do some extra mindful breathing throughout the day? So that's really, it's about switching your level of anxiety and stress through as much as you can control it with the breath.
So,
I teach that.
Dr. Valero, is this at the bellows breathing that you mentioned earlier, or is it some other technique?
No, well, there's different forms you can use, but bellows breathing is a good exercise because it trains the full use of the breathing muscles. So it's a great one to use for energizing, but not one to be used when you're trying to become calm. So if you want to become calm, you use one that's more of a slow, full breath. And you can do it in I call it box breathing. So it's a full breath in for 4 seconds. You hold the breath for 4 seconds. And you do a full exhale for the length of 4 seconds and try to hold that for about 2 to 4 seconds with the full exhale and then do another 4 second inhale. So it's 4, 4, 4, 4. And that mindfulness on the breath, mindfulness on the awareness of the muscles, breathing, kind of shifts the mind into the body away from the thoughts and the fast racing thoughts. So that's part of it. But also just the slow, full breathing is going to help the nervous system start to get that nervousness out from the, it's, you know, there's a lot going on, but it definitely helps because when the breath gets stuck and we don't use the full breath, we lose oxygen, the pH in the brain changes to a more acidic state, and we're just not getting the full capacity of what we could be getting from our, you know, brain activity, our heart activity. The heart can be getting anxious and having different things like the fluttering and arrhythmias. And arrhythmias can be treated this way as well, because they're where the nervous system is in a high sympathetic state. And usually those
So, Dr. Valera, let me run this back to you because I get this. I get my stomach gets full and food sits like a lump inside me. And I don't know, it feels like it ferments and makes me burp, and this is more information than y'all need on the radio. I'm motivated to learn how to do this. So what you do is you breathe in, like, all the way. You feel, like, fill your lungs in, deep breath in,
yeah,
and then hold it. Yeah. So breathe in, count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold, mm-hmm. two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. So I see why you call it box breathing, because it's got four sides to it. The upside, yeah, the flat side, the downside, then the bottom side, the other flat side. That's the way I see it. And so you get this relaxed breathing. You're not pumping. You're not jacking things up. You're not jazzing things up. You're filling yourself up full of air, so that gets the oxygen. You're emptying your lungs and holding it. That gives you the carbon dioxide. So you get both sides. You get the oxygen transfer because you got the oxygen on one side, carbon dioxide on the other side, and then you get a sense of calmness. All right, I'll give it a try. Next time I feel this way, I'll sit down for a minute and breathe this square breath. How many breaths do I need to do it for? How long do I have to do it for?
You know, it's something that you can do indefinitely, but really to get the effects for everybody's a little different. I say a minute to 5 minutes is where you get enough benefits that you do any more than 5 minutes, you're probably just doing it to do it. But,
well, that's not too bad. I mean, it's about the amount of time it would take me to get up and go get a couple of Alka-Seltzers. Not that I ever do, but if I need it, if I, like, you know, whatever, the time that it would take for you to deal with it some other way, you get to go sit down and do this thing and change your physiology. Because you get those nerves turned on, then they work.
Mm-hmm.
You get those nerves, yeah, turned on, then your stomach starts emptying. And I got lots of patients that complain. They say, "Dr. Looper, I have gastroparesis." They check me out, and you know, like it's an affliction. Like, that's it. That's what they have. There's no cure. You just have to live with it. The answer is no. It's not the case at all. Turns out, oddly enough, you could do something about it, and it doesn't even cost anything. It just takes a little time.
It does take time. That's the thing. Some people do want that quick response, but it takes training. It's something that the nervous system is kind of programmed to be that way. So what you're doing is you're reprogramming it. And that's not something that happens right away. Some people, they do feel the effects instantly. They do the breathing, and right away, after just a couple rounds, they'll feel that calmness wave kind of start to settling in, and that movement of the digestion. Maybe they'll get like some little gurgling, you know, sounds in the stomach or in the lower intestine, and that's a good sign because, yeah, things are starting to turn and move.
Yeah.
So some people get it in two rounds of the breath, and some people kind of need a little bit more. But the way that you learn, you'll see that you're getting better at it, is the quicker response. So for me, it's actually, I can actually just do it in a couple rounds of breathing. But I think somebody who's not trained well yet has to practice it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like anything. You practice at, yeah, it, and you get better. It mm-hmm. does this trigger, a physiologic trigger. And once your body's been triggered a few times, it's like, oh, I know this. Click, and there you go.
Yep.
You flip into it quicker.
It's more familiar. Yeah, it's familiar. Yeah, it's easier. I can guarantee that. It's just that for at first, some people, it's a little more difficult, and they just don't know how to do it. And they think, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to meditate, or I'm not good at this. And the answer is for them to just keep trying, do different techniques, because there's so many different ways. And that's what working with me is a great for, because what I can do is I can give you many different ways of trying it.
So, Dr. Vidal,
so many ways that, yeah.
How do people, we're pretty much out of time. How do people find you?
We're at the White Spruce Medical in the Steve's Medical Building in Fairbanks. So we can schedule
just
an appointment by them calling. The website is whitesprucemedical.com. They'll find it.
And the phone number?
The phone number, don't you know it?
I do. I'm checking. 452-3600.
452-3600.
That's what you do.
Yep.
452-3600. Steve's Medical Building. Dr. Valero, thank you so much for being on the show, and especially thank you for living here, moving here, and joining our community and helping solve health problems at depth. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate the expertise you bring into the community about this breathing thing. It turns out to be really important, really interesting, and you're teaching a class. Again, people could sign up. All they have to do is get on the website and just, I don't know what, fill out the little thingy. When do you do it? You do Monday nights, right?
It's Monday night, 6 p.m.
Okay.
We'll keep it that way.
Excellent. Dr. Valero, thank you again. Also, I want to let people know to stay tuned. After Health Talk, there's going to be Mike Hadukovich from Trax is doing his show. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it is. I just heard about this recently. Glenner told me about it. But I'm super excited about Mike because he's such a knowledgeable fella about exercise and skiing. Trax is a great resource in Fairbanks as well as getting the equipment to be able to go skiing in the wintertime and then the paddle boards and things in the summertime. So stay tuned for Mike's show. And I want to let you guys know, this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of the White Spruce Medical, located at the Steese Medical Center right here in Fairbanks, where we treat the core of your problem and we help you to live the cure. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.